The Volumes of Truth. Volume 4. Discernment. January 5, 2010. From Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. For someone who claims the Apostle Paul was false. And for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Holy One of Israel. Have I not spoken to the discernment of spirits and prophets already, saying, you will know them by their fruits? Is it not written, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord? And how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Yet you have failed to see. For the scales removed from the eyes of my servant Shaul, also known as Paul, remain upon you. How is it you do not recognize my servants? How is it you have failed to see past the doctrines of men within the churches? For they do always twist the scriptures, misusing and abusing my word to uphold their own way, forsaking the holy law by permission in my name. Thus you also lack understanding. For the shadow of the veil which covers them has fallen upon you. For those who know me know those I send. And those in whom I dwell receive my words with gladness, whether spoken into the ears of my prophets or placed within the hearts of my apostles. Thus I shall speak plainly, that you may know the folly of your speech. Shaul, my apostle and prophet, whom I appointed and sent, kept the commandments of God, and ceased not from proclaiming my name, in truth. Even unto death, he did not cease from testifying to the truth of who I am. For it is written, the people of God are those who keep the commandments, and have the testimony of Yahushua, the Messiah. And their testimony is true. Therefore again I say to you, let not the churches of men deceive you, nor let any self-appointed teacher, pastor, preacher, minister, or priest, lead you astray. For they do greatly err. Therefore, thus says the Lord, to all who have eyes to see, and ears to hear. Who among you has committed no murder, whether in heart or in action? Who among you has committed no adultery, whether in heart or in action? Who among you, O peoples of the earth, has committed no sin? Behold, all have fallen short of the glory of God. All have failed utterly in their attempts to gain righteousness. Even the works of the most righteous among you are but filthy rags before me. And for this reason did I come into the world, manifest in the flesh, to bear the full weight of the sin of this world. Immanuel. Therefore, get wisdom, get understanding, and seek my face in sincerity and in truth. Humble yourselves, that you may receive true knowledge, that you may come to know me, as I truly am, says the Lord.